Colleagues, this is the final plenary meeting of the 9th Review Conference. It is a public meeting and is being broadcast live on UNTV. I would now like to move on to item 16 of our agenda, preparation and adoption of the final documents. Before we move to the formal adoption, I would like to make a few brief remarks. We have all made enormous efforts during the course of the past 3 weeks, and I would like to thank you all for that. The document before you now is the result of our collective work. It is a document of this conference, not of any one delegation or group of countries, and not a document of this president. It is a reflection of where consensus is on particular issues. As you can see, we have unfortunately lost a lot. We do not have an agreed article by article review. This does not mean that we did not review the convention at this meeting. On the contrary, we spent a lot of time doing so, and we had a comprehensive review in Rev 1 of the final document. However, it does not reflect the fact that there were divergences on some key issues on which we were unfortunately unable to find a consensus. This review conference has taken place at a challenging time, and conditions were against us. It has also been a very busy year in disarmament, with considerable backlog from the pandemic. However, despite these challenges and acknowledging what is not in the final document, I still believe that this document in front of us achieves something significant, and I would like to draw your attention to 4 points. First, it sets up a solid plan for a new intersessional program, different from that which has existed in the past and much more action-oriented. Second, within this new intersessional program, we will be discussing issues which we have not discussed within the BWC for over 2 decades. Third, this document includes action to work towards establishing a mechanism to facilitate and support the full implementation of international cooperation and assistance under Article 10 and a mechanism to review and assess scientific and technological developments relevant to the Convention. Fourth, in line with our collective ambitions as reflected in these decisions, this document puts the Implementation Support Unit in a better position by providing it with additional resources to carry out its mandated tasks. These are significant development achievements and should be acknowledged as such. I know that they do not meet the hopes and expectations of us all, but they are a step in the right direction and will enable meaningful work to be done in the coming years. So I think that we can achieve a strengthened intersessional program with a clear way forward between now and the 10th Review Conference. I would therefore now like to move on to the formal adoption of the final document of the 9th Review Conference. You should all have this document before you as bwc.conf.roman9/crp.2/rev2. And it is also being displayed on the screen. I propose that we go through the document section by section in order to save us time. I will approve each section at referendum, and then we will approve the report as a whole at the end. Therefore, please turn to part one of the final document on organization of work of the conference. This part is purely technical and procedural, and I hope will not take us too long to approve. Turning first to section A, the introduction. Can I take that we can approve section A? It is so decided. Sorry. I did not see you. Iran.